The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Forget you're fired. A record number of Americans are saying, I quit.
It's a big hot mess, and policies have consequences. People are now feeling Biden economics at the gas pump and in the grocery cart.
You'd think the Biden administration would be working to make it better, but they're doing the opposite. No government in the history of the world has ever spent more money than Joe Biden is spending right now. That is a fact.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
As I was getting ready for the show, walking into the studio today, and of course I always have my American flag lapel pin on, I made a vow after, I think it was after 9/11, that I would never wear a suit coat in public without an American flag lapel pin. Wonder if I should put it upside down. We are a nation in distress, right? Isn't that what that means? Upside down flag? I'm thinking about, I'm seriously considering, and I know probably not a big deal to you, but it is to me. I'm thinking about taking this, and if you watch the show, we stream, live stream on Rumble and MikeOnline.com, so you can see our little TV studios and our set and our background and watch the video clips and see the B-roll and all the great stuff that Yuri and Garrett and Eric and the team have put together for you. We always want, we want to be available on a lot of different platforms. And since now we have sort of expanded into a video platform as well as this radio show. And by the way, radio stations, I'm mindful. I don't want to take away our core business, which is radio. I'm a radio guy. And you might suspect they kind of drag me kicking and screaming into the video platform world because, and they can't really get too much, traction with Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or any of that other crap, because I won't do that. I don't really want to do that at all if I can help it. But hey, the video platform is a different platform. It's kind of exciting, and we get it, and that's fine. So watch the show, and every day with my suit coat and my lapel pin, I think I might just turn the flag upside down. How much more is this country going to be able to take? A president who talks down and demeans millions of Americans for not getting a vaccine or for not stepping up, telling hardworking truck drivers and people on the front lines of the supply chain to step up. You're not stepping up. You're slackers. This is an actual clip from something that the president of the United States actually said to the hardworking men and women who are doing everything they can to get stuff delivered to us.
This is across the board commitment to going to 24/7. This is a big first step in speeding up the movement of materials and goods through our supply chain. But now we need the rest of the private sector chain to step up as well. This is not called a supply chain for nothing. This means that terminal operators, railways, trucking companies, shippers, and other retailers as well. Strengthening our supply chain will continue to be my team's focus. If federal support is needed, I will direct all appropriate action. And if the private sector doesn't step up, we're going to call them out and ask them to act.
Wow. It's your fault, truck drivers. It's your fault. Your fault. Workers on docks, delivery drivers. It's a private sector problem. Wow. Unbelievable. I want to officially apologize to every single trucker who might be listening to this show. My pal Joey Hudson this morning in South Carolina took calls all morning long from truckers who are infuriated at being insulted this way by Joe Biden. Mr. Unifier. Mr. Bring This Country Together. Mr. I'm going to conquer COVID. I'm going to cure cancer. I'm going to fix the economy. You know how pathetic they are? Circle Back Psaki tried to minimize gas prices, the soaring gas prices at the pump. Did you see that yesterday? Oh, this is a classic. This is great. She said, they're not going up everywhere. We'll play that clip for you here in just a bit. I want to officially apologize. First of all, let me apologize to every American who has made a decision that where you have followed your conscience and you have decided not to get a vaccine. Because I don't come anywhere close to the condescending attacks of the smart kids in the room who say you're some kind of a buffoon. Did you see the big bishop that came out? Military, the Archbishop of the U.S. military said this week, Catholic troops can refuse the mandated COVID vaccine on religious grounds. Bishop Timothy Broglio, Archbishop for Military Services, said in a statement, no one should be forced to receive a COVID-19 vaccine if it would violate the sanctity of his or her conscience. I have a friend, Mark Davis, who's very, very pro-vaccine, and as am I. I'm not anti-vaccine. And like me, Mark is opposed to a government mandate for the vaccine. Unlike me, Mark believes that businesses in the private sector should be firing people if they don't get a vaccine. And since Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin issued a military-wide vaccine mandate over the summer, a number of members of the military, the men and women who serve our country, have requested a religious exemption. My friend Mark says, that's a load of hooey. They don't meet that standard. They don't meet that threshold for religious exemption. That's very particular. That's very specific. They got to pass. I mean, Mark suggests you got to pass some kind of a test in order to fulfill meeting a religious exemption threshold. Well, according to the bishop of the U.S. military, the only bar you've got to reach is if it violates the sanctity of your conscience. Well, I would predict or estimate that applies to a big chunk of my audience. Getting a vaccine because you're told to violates your conscience. And the U.S. military archbishop has said that Catholic troops may be allowed and can and should refuse the vaccine on religious grounds if they are so inclined. So I want to apologize to truckers who are listening, and I want to apologize to unvaccinated Americans who are listening, who have not gotten the vaccine because of your conscience, because of your own beliefs and your personal convictions. Because no president should attack and insult you the way this president has. And it's disgraceful. Welcome in. It's Thursday, October the 14th. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. It's great having you here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Our number is 800-655-MIKE. Hope you join us. Love to hear from you. Got a lot to break down, all kinds of breaking news, including my visit to the doctor yesterday and my antibody test and the conversation my doc and I had about a booster. All kinds of news about boosters. And incidentally, what's next? Since there are vaccine mandates, I got to assume they're going to be booster mandates, right? 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. We have an open line. I want to put your voice front and center. Join us.
Want to support the Mike Gallagher Show? Be sure to patronize our great advertisers.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Yeah, Mike, you know, on this vaccine thing, there's going to be a lot of people becoming religious, if you get my drift. But another big thing, gas prices. This next summer coming up, next year, you're really going to see it at the pump. We're talking $6, $7 a gallon for gas, and that's going to be right around the midterms. And I'll tell you what, man, it's over for the libs.
Hi, Mike. My name is Richard. My wife and I both had COVID. We got the vaccination, and we both got COVID again. My son had COVID, did not get vaccinated, and has not got COVID again. He lives in the same household. So I don't think there's any real protection from the vaccine any more than if you've had the COVID and got over.
Or you could point out that you're obviously alive and it didn't kill you. And that's the point of the vaccine, supposedly. And I believe that, frankly. That's my belief, that the strength of the vaccine. If 99% of the people dying from COVID are unvaccinated, what does that tell you? So the fact that you got COVID, it's not to prevent COVID necessarily, as we're learning. It's to prevent you from getting hospitalized and dying. And for some reason, we never quite get to that second part. I met with my doctor yesterday, and he's recommending definitely the booster for me. I took Johnson & Johnson back in March, and now there's a study that came out that said that the Moderna booster is effective with the Johnson & Johnson first shot. The Pfizer, not so much, and of course, they haven't yet determined what kind of booster they're going to do from Johnson & Johnson. I intend to get the booster because I do believe that statistically, my odds are better with the vaccine than without. But I respect your view if you don't agree with that. I respect you if you don't feel that way. It's okay. This is America. And I don't respect a president who lectures truckers as not having stepped up. Here's a text message on the MyPillow text line. 70 hours a week this guy's working. He goes, that's the maximum we're allowed to work. Because then we're mandated to only work 70 hours and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. You're going to tell a hardworking American who's driving a truck for 70 hours a week to step up? Hey, Biden, step down. Step down. Let's go, Brandon. Sorry. I'm fired up. Tell hardworking people they need to step up because your stupid economy, your goofy, awful policies are screwing up this country the way it is, and you want to put it off on hardworking Americans? You want to have people fired from their jobs because of a vaccine mandate? Enough. Enough. Mark's in DeLand, Florida, on the Mike Gallagher Show. Mark, welcome. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Hi, thank you. I'm a first-time caller
welcome.
And listener, and I really respect your views, and thank you so much.
Thank you. You're a trucker?
Oh, you too. No, I am a delivery driver.
Gotcha. Well, you're in that category, too. Come on, Mark. You got to step up, Biden says. Are you not stepping up?
No. Well, my previous employment, I was doing 12 hours, 7 days a week, and that was very stressful and on the body. And of course, I don't want to mention the company, but it was very unsanitary because they would kind of restrict us from using bathroom breaks out of routes. And, you know, we would have to use water bottles and
12 hours a day, 7 days a week. You were working delivering products.
Yes, sir. For at least 300 packages.
Come on. Couldn't you have done 18 hours a day? Come on. 12 hours isn't enough. I mean, honest to goodness, Mark, I'm so furious, and I appreciate your hard work, and I appreciate the hard work of so many Americans, and I resent this guy. I resent this president demeaning truck drivers, workers, delivery workers, and, yes, unvaccinated Americans. Now, the one caller said, oh, a lot of people are going to get religious. Well, who are we to question somebody else's conscience? The sanctity of conscience, that's something that the Catholic Church believes in. And the Archbishop of the U.S. military said that troops in the military can refuse the mandated vaccine on religious grounds. Charles is in Clearwater, Florida. Charles, welcome. How are you?
Hello, Mike. Longtime listener.
Thank you.
I got a take on this military thing.
Yes, sir.
I got a grandson just graduated from Parris Island a couple weeks ago. He's now in Camp Lejeune with infantry school.
Wow.
And then going on to Texas for intelligence training.
You must be so proud of him.
I am very proud. My deep concern for me is this, though. In taking the vaccine for the military, I think the military personnel are taking a huge risk because the survival rate of having COVID, as you know, is 99.6%. I don't think it's worth the risk because we don't know the short-term or long-term effects of that vaccine on our youth. And our youth is a big, big part of the military, ages 18 to 25. They're the most healthiest kids in the United States of America. And I don't want to be able to have compromised servicemen by taking that vaccine. It doesn't make any common sense to me. They're our most valuable asset for the military. And here we are taking a huge risk in vaccinating them because we don't know what the long-term and short-term effects are.
Well, again, you said that. That's a decision and a risk that some people are willing to take and others are not willing to take. You can't impose your view on them, nor should Biden impose his view on you. I respect your view. I may disagree with your view, but you're allowed to have it. And I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I'm just saying there are lots of people in the military who want to take the vaccine. God bless them. And we shouldn't fault people for taking the vaccine, if they so choose. On the other hand, we shouldn't be firing people, taking nurses and cops and our military and throwing them to the curb. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your kind words. 800-655-MIKE. Take some ladders. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Let's be clear. When you see headlines and reports of mass firings and hundreds of people losing their jobs, look at the bigger story. I've spoken with Scott Kirby, CEO of United Airlines, who's here today. United went from 59% of their employees to 99% of their employees in less than 2 months after implementing the requirement. 99%.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Portions of our show are brought to you by Birch Gold. I like telling you about making sure that you're smart about your savings, making sure you're smart about investing. Inflation, of course, through the roof. It's running red hot. We know that. The Dems are pushing through this spending. The economy is a disaster, right? You got to diversify a portion of your savings into gold and silver with Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify part of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals, you got to do it today. I buy my gold and silver from Birch Gold. My financial advisor said, Mike, you got to have a portion of your savings in gold and silver. It makes sense. And the company I recommend is Birch Gold. They've got countless five-star reviews, thousands of delighted customers. I'm one of them. Talk to my friends at Birch Gold. Here's how. Text Mike to 474747 to get your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Again, text Mike to 474747 and take that first step. It's a giant step in protecting your savings today. We also like telling you about MyPillow, and I just got news. I just got off the phone. This is a big deal. This is worth a timpani roll. I can never find the doggone timpani when I need it. Where's the timpani? You keep moving. Oh, there it is. It's not a timpani. That's like a snare drum. That is not our timpani. What did you do to our timpani? That is a different timpani. I am just fired up today about our staff. Heard a promo driving into work this morning that completely misrepresented my view on the vaccine. In my words, I'm going to wreck the car. I'm listening to Mike Gallagher. Here's Mike Gallagher. 48% of Texans aren't vaccinated. What's Biden going to do with that? This is how we resist. No. That is editing. My Lord, that's not what I said. I don't think you should not get the vaccine to make a point about resisting. You ought to get the vaccine or not get the vaccine based on what you and your doctor have decided and what you believe is the right thing to do for you in your life. And you shouldn't be fired and you shouldn't be ostracized. But I did not say don't get vaccinated to show your resistance, which if you hear that promo, I've got Tom Tradup and Phil and John Butler and everybody trying to scramble, don't disregard that promo, because that's what's called inadvertent but egregious editing. And then they changed my timpani. There it is. That's a timpani. I got a MyPillow timpani here. They just sent me the information. Mike Lindell was feeling generous for just a few days. This special is not going to be very long. It's in my square, the classic MyPillow bundle. Get this. You can get a MyPillow and a press and pack bag so you can travel with your MyPillow. You know what that means, right? When you travel, you put the pillow in the bag, you close up the bag and you press down on it, and it all the air goes out, and you can easily pack it in your suitcase. You're going to get the pillow and the press and pack bag. A standard classic MyPillow press and pack bag is normally $69.98. With the promo code MikeG, $19.98. Holy moly, $19.98 for the classic pillow, MyPillow press and pack bag and the pillow, $19.98. If you want the queen classic MyPillow, that's normally $79.98. You're going to get it for only $24.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. And the King Classic MyPillow and Press and Pack, normally $89.98, $29.98 with promo code MikeG. You're going to save up to 75%. You'll save on a whole bunch of stuff at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Be certain to go to the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. And with anything you order, enter the promo code MikeG. Support MyPillow. Support Mike Lindell. Let's stand up for him. He's a great American entrepreneur and a patriot who fights hard for this country. And he's been all about election integrity. Let's lift up MyPillow as the retailers have canceled MyPillow. You won't let that happen. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. I grew up kind of being taught that truckers are the princes of the road. They're the princes of the highway. They're the ones that get the goods from A to B. They're the ones who brave snowstorms, bleary-eyed, hardworking men, mostly men, some women, and they are the salt of the earth. backbone of our economy, of our workforce. And yet, this out-of-touch president, this president who's flailing, absolutely flailing, whose economy is in shambles, whose border is non-existent. Did you see the report last night of all the illegals being released into the United States? Oh, don't worry. We'll get to that today, too. Prices soaring at the gas pump. All these reports of products and goods not reaching American stores. We're not going to be able to buy Christmas presents. All this gloom and doom. And here's what Biden says. Hey, truckers. Hey, delivery drivers. You need to step up.
This is across the board commitment to going to 24/7. This is a big first step in speeding up the movement of materials and goods through our supply chain. But now we need the rest of the private sector chain to step up as well. This is not called a supply chain for nothing. This means that terminal operators, railways, trucking companies, shippers, and other retailers as well. Strengthening our supply chain will continue to be my team's focus. If federal support is needed, I'll direct all appropriate action. And if the private sector doesn't step up, we're going to call them out and ask them to act.
Unreal. As if truckers aren't facing all kinds of regulations, a lot of them federally imposed, limitations on what they can do, but they are busting their butts. And they got to be demeaned by this guy? You might decide, like the last caller did, that a vaccine isn't for you. You're going to get denigrated. Maybe you're a nurse. Last year, we were throwing parades for you. You went into the belly of the beast and you fought COVID and helped patients, saved lives. And now maybe you don't want a vaccine. You should be kicked to the curb. That's Joe Biden's America. That's Joe Biden's America. Pam's in Hickory, North Carolina. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good.
I'm a veteran, and I can't tell you how disturbed I am by everything that's going on in our country.
Yes, ma'am.
And you were talking about the trucking laws. Part of it is California has what they call an AB5, which prohibits owner-operators.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a ban on 2011 or newer. Your truck has to be 2011 or newer,
or you
can't even register.
You're not even allowed to. You can't even drive it.
That's correct.
Wow.
You can't register it. Their motor vehicle.
Wow.
So well, you know, there's have been setting this up, to be honest, for many years.
Sure.
Now that we see what we've seen. And, you know, most of the ships sitting out there should tell Americans, all this stuff's coming from China. We better be self-sufficient.
Well, but going back to your point about all the regulations, too, Pam, and I'm glad you brought it up, because this is what truckers are up against. This is what they're facing. And then we got a president browbeating them, telling them you're not stepping up. You got to work 24/7. This is your fault. This isn't their fault. This isn't the fault of Amazon drivers or delivery drivers. This isn't the fault of hardworking Americans. You know what this is the result of? These are Ivy Leaguers. These are elitists who've never held a hardworking blue-collar job a day in their life. Joe Biden has been a politician for 150 years. That's all he knows. You think Kamala Harris has ever held a blue-collar job? You think she'd be able to drive a truck? Work in a factory? This is the extension of the disdain for the deplorables that we've been that got Donald Trump elected. And I'm energized about what I think will be the pushback from ordinary Americans. When you go fill up your gas tank today, you notice this stuff. I want you to hear this report from CBS News. They're just as bad as all the rest of the mainstream media. But here's a report detailing how bad it is. Now, Psaki yesterday said, well, but the gas prices aren't going up everywhere. Oh, great, circle back. Great defense. that, you know, in Nome, Alaska, maybe the gas prices aren't as high as they are everywhere else. That's their defense? Listen to this report from CBS.
Well, tonight, a perfect storm of high demand and low supply is sending fuel prices through the roof. Driving your car is costing a lot more, and so will heating your home this winter. We get more now from CBS's Mola Lenghi.
Gassing up is increasingly a hit to the wallet.
You've noticed the prices increase?
Yes, it is pretty rough, not gonna lie.
Henry McGinnis told us it just takes something out of you.
Hurts the pocketbook, hurts the wallet?
Yeah, okay. Hurts my soul.
This cab driver says he spends at least $300 extra a month, so he's shopping around.
The difference is like 10 cents between the Amoco, the mobile gas station, and the Exxon.
This week, the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded gas is $3.27. That's a seven-year high. According to Gas Buddy, the price of a gallon nationwide has gone up more than 5 cents in just a week. U.S. benchmark crude oil prices rose above $80 a barrel for the first time since 2014. Chicago area utilities are projecting heating bills up to 50% higher this winter compared to last. The New York Department of Public Service warned residents last week their home heating bills could jump 21% compared to last winter.
We're facing a looming energy crisis as we head into what could be a cold winter.
Hurts my heart. Hurts my soul, they said, to see these gas prices soaring. I mean, and meanwhile, inflation numbers are here. They're getting worse. I've got some good news for you. Let me take you to Iowa for a minute here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Iowa Republicans flipped a seat in the state house that has been held by Democrats for 46 years. GOP candidate John Dunwell defeated his Democrat opponent Steve Mullen in the special election Tuesday. Big difference. Officially, Republicans flipped an Iowa House district in an area that Democrats held for 46 years. By the way, that gives the Republicans in Iowa a 60-40 majority in the Iowa House. Don't despair, because it's coming. It's coming. This won't be a red wave. This will be a red tsunami. Unless you stay home, and I'm not going to let you. I'm going to nag you. And I'm going to plead, and I'm going to cajole, and I'm going to harangue you to make sure you move heaven and earth to vote next year. Staying home is not an option. Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. I was watching Fox News last night and saw Bill Malugin, a great reporter at the border, on Tucker Carlson's show, reveal leaked documents about just how many illegals the Biden administration is dispatching into the United States. The numbers, I know this won't surprise you, are staggering. We'll break it all down for you coming up.
Celebrating Mike Gallagher's 23 years of radio coast to coast. We're so grateful for your support over the years, and the best is yet to come.
Right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a road in the twisted love, and the eagle fly with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one.
I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met, and I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code Mike G. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code Mike G.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
And this is breaking news. I'm sorry, it's a huge deal. Here's cut number 10. Bill Malugin last night, Fox News, with Tucker Carlson. The thousands and thousands of illegals being released into the United States.
So a federal source was able to leak us some pretty eye-opening documents. And what they show is that the Biden administration has released more than 70,000 illegal immigrants into the country just in the last 2 months alone. So let's show you some of what we're talking about. If we can pull up this first graphic, one thing that jumped out to us, just since August 6th, the administration has released about 32,000 people into the country by granting them parole. That gives them temporary legal status and also allows them to apply for work permits. But under federal law, it's very strict guidelines. It's supposed to only be on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit. Just to put it in perspective for you, former Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott, who served under Trump and Biden, said he only granted 5 to 10 paroles per year as a sector chief. According to these documents, the Biden administration just did 32,000 in 2 months. If we can pull up the second graphic, another release. Since August 6th, they have released 39,630 illegal immigrants into the country on their own recognizance. Those are known as OR releases. If we can pull up this third graphic, just since March 20th of this year, the administration has released more than 94,000 immigrants into the country with what's known as an NTR. That is a notice to report. That is a request for the immigrants to please show up to an immigration office within the next 60 days in a city of their choosing. One final graphic, if we can get to it. On one single day in Del Rio sector last month, September 28th, the administration released 128 single adults into the country without any means of tracking them. ATD, alternative.
Unmitigated disaster. Welcome to Biden's America. We've got to push back in a big way. Coming up, podcaster Joe Rogan interviewed Sanjay Gupta, the medical guru, and hilarity ensued. I think it would be best described as a train wreck. We'll share a little bit of it with you. Coming up.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.